Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by thesharpplays.com, here on September the 11th. Do you remember what you were doing 23 years ago? I sure do, and I can't believe how quickly the time has passed. Kids today have no clue how easy airport security used to be, how pilots would often leave the cabin door wide open during a flight, instead of now being basically locked in a vault. A brief remembrance of all those who lost their lives on September 11th and in the wars fought since, both in front of the public and in the shadows to prevent such a tragedy from ever happening again. It is always important to remember their sacrifice, and tough to make the transition from that sort of a topic, but let's get to the business of today's episode. Yes, it is your favorite degenerate host, fake Morgan Freeman, with you for another week of football betting action. We're at week 3 of the NCAA football season and week 2 of NFL. Before we get to the action for the week ahead, don't forget to sign up for TSP Live at tsp.live or visit thesharpplays.com and click the join link in the website menu. All of your favorite angles are back this year to accompany the world record-breaking TSP portfolio and the first KB consensus angle cashed just last week. Don't miss any more of those bad boys. Sign up today for TSP Live at tsp.live. All right, let's dive in. The early sharp buy is a pathetic and insurmountable 0-2 this season, but we roll on. This week, I'm going to pass on the early sharp buy, and I'm going to go over a wolf who is releasing a group buy that he had his group move on this morning, which is Central Florida minus the 2 over TCU. That's Central Florida minus the 2 over TCU. Wolf likes this game up to 5.5. So some books out there aren't 2.5 right now. It's not a bad price if you can shop around and find a 2. That is definitely the target for Wolf. So in this week's early sharp buy, we're going to turn it to Wolf, and his group was moving on Central Florida minus the 2, which is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, and is rotation number 187, you know, just like a murder in Cop Talk. Hopefully, TCU is the one that's getting murdered on this one. The early algorithm play is also 0-2 this season, and this week the algorithm calculates that Florida State should be minus 11, and the current price is minus 6.5. Sure, Florida State does suck something quite fierce, but they suck so bad, perhaps the books are now shading prices against them, and that is leading to value here in the numbers. So the value for the algorithm this week is Florida State minus 6.5 over Memphis. That's Florida State minus 6.5 over Memphis. And that game is at 12 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday and rotation number 120. The My Handicapping Game of the Week is 1-1 on the season, and this week I'm going with Denver, plus a 3 over Pittsburgh. I'm just not sold on Pittsburgh. There was some good sharp money that was fading Pittsburgh in the first week of the season, so the Steelers' easy win over Atlanta likely only increased, and the overvalued nature of Pittsburgh in their price. So far, the public is medium to Pittsburgh, and while I am not about fading the public as a betting angle, I don't want to be on the public side, and in this case, I feel the combination of results last week and the way the public is moving on Pittsburgh for this game is creating some serious Denver value. I'll take a shot on that value and go with Denver plus 3 over Pittsburgh on Sunday. Lastly, for my 2 cents, it is amazing to me that U.S. sportsbooks have not embraced the value in offering election and political betting markets. Last night, a couple of offshore sportsbooks had debate markets, and the action in those markets, despite very low limits, in some cases a max bet of as little as $50, created markets with volume that eclipsed some of yesterday's Major League Baseball markets. Books are expecting the markets for the election itself to have betting volumes approaching that of the Super Bowl. It is incredible. However, with books offering window limits of $10,000 to $100,000 on who will win the election, you can clearly see the interest out there. The fact the election is basically a coin toss right now in the polls is really igniting the betting interest. All the money goes through the offshore and not to domestic U.S. books because gaming commissions all around the country have as much intelligence as a box of rocks. It is unfortunate, but maybe one day they will catch on. European books have long embraced the benefits and profits of booking election and political action. I'm sure U.S. books will too, but all of us will probably be dead by that time given the speed with which innovation occurs in the U.S. gambling landscape. I mean, it took almost 30 years for sports gambling to finally be legalized in the U.S. after the first offshore books launched. So that's going to do it for me this week. Good luck. Let's have some fun. Let's cash some tickets. I wish you all the best in your wagers, and I'll see you back here in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.